hold the microphone out here in the middle of the three of us. You guys can pull up the chairs or something if you could find them. All right. Woo! Shut the doors, Ed. See the bitch. Not that hard, Jesus.
Welcome to Radio Free Cybertron.
That's right. This will be the gayest Radio Free Cybertron ever.
It never gets aired. But the plan right now is for about a whole show just of us.
Yes.
Doing various things. So there.
And for the record, this is Hooper X.
This is Recharge.
This is Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hi, Gundam. Hi, Zach.
All right.
Lots of things going on. We actually did a segment about 2 weeks ago.
Yeah, 2 weeks ago.
But, that cum guzzler mop never put it up.
Yes, mop boy screwed us over and dicked you out of some fine comedy.
Might air at some point, but it's pretty out of date. It was about, ooh, wonder what Armada's going to look like. Well, it's pretty moot at this point right now.
Yeah, we all know what Armada's going to look like. If you don't by now, then you're either Zach or you're a complete utter fag.
That's a good part about having Zach here is because he is completely oblivious to anything new in the Transformer universe. So.
God, wipe that off.
Jesus Christ.
I've been sick lately, and I just coughed a big wad of phlegm all over my hand.
This is professional radio at its finest.
Yes, it is.
Now, anyway, back to Mop Boy. What a cum guzzler, huh?
Hey, let's show Zach Armada.
There you go.
Aren't you excited?
I can barely contain my joy.
Speak louder.
No.
Yeah, we have to be sure we can actually, really turn the monitor a little bit.
This is Altered States Magazine we're looking at.
Yes, alteredstatesmag.com. Don't give love.
We'll play a little hooks here.
They have my custom hooks.
Ooh, custom hooks.
Yes, my custom hooks actually. Word.
If you don't know, what is the URL? Is it ASM.com?
AlteredStageMag.com, I just said it.
No one paid attention to you. No one paid
attention. Alright, let's see. Minicons. The Minicons rock your sorry little world.
Minicons.
There's a motor scooter, for the love of God.
It's a bicycle.
No
skateboard.
By Daniel, a.k.a. Swift Eagle.
You can't say his real name on the...
His real name is Daniel... Lipped a kicked a ficti with some Jewish shit. I don't know.
Doesn't like his real name being given out, even though he uses it for Altered States Magazine.
As long as people don't connect the two, I guess he's alright.
Oh, damn. That's harsh. Your secret's out. Everyone knows you're a Jew.
That's right. These are the air many times.
Mm-hmm.
And that's a sword, dude.
No, it's not. Star Saber.
It's the Star Saber.
It's called Star Saber.
That's a piece of ass.
it looks like the Sky Patrol was getting their butt love on.
It's the gayest thing ever.
Well, it's maybe, the gayest gay that ever gay.
Maybe
yes.
One of them slipped the sword to the other one.
Oh, we'll be hearing Anton Spears later?
Quite possibly.
Yeah, that's something to take up your time.
Oh, I what do you think we're here for? Highwire! Highwire is the greatest of all the minicons. Behold that Highwire.
The blank page with more coming soon.
It's a bike.
It's a dirt bike.
Wow.
It's a regular bicycle, yeah. You've got the chain and pedals.
We were trying to tell you that. You wouldn't listen to it. Said, no, dirt bike! He's a Vespa!
Sure Shock is a Vespa! Cunty.
My God, Perceptor?
Yes, Perceptor is the combined form of Highwire, Sure Shock, and Grindor.
Grindor. Grindor might be the worst name in the TF ever.
I don't know, I like it because it's really dirty.
Scator is dirty.
Yes, Scator is dirty.
The toy with PC flinging action.
Well, unless he's Scatman John, which would be,
That would be alright, though. Scatman Crothers.
Yes. Yeah, Sure Shock, Sure Shock, motor scooter! Look!
Grindor.
Oh, it's gotta see it. Oh,
vehicle mode.
He turns into a skateboard.
Vehicle mode. It looks like, remember a broadside,
He looks like an aircraft carrier with wheels and rocket engines on the back.
God.
It's beautiful.
It's like broadside, this retarded little brother.
And here's the combined form, which apparently is some sort of Hindu god of something or the other.
You can...
He's a very busy little robot, isn't he?
Yeah. We suggest the people listening to the show kind of follow us along in Alter States Mag.
That's a lot of wheels.
Better understand the show.
Why does it have five wheels on top of its head?
Right now we're looking at...
Two of the wheels are from High Wire. These wheels are from Grindor. These wheels are from Grindor. And those are both SureShock's front wheel.
That's too many wheels.
It's kind of like Build Boy in a way.
Yeah, it's just
design
like...
Design aesthetic.
It's just a bunch of stuff piled up on top of each other.
Like Build Boy? Like, what's the
landfill. Landfill.
Yeah, either way.
That's a great name for a hero.
The military team fucking owns you, though. What is it? Bone Crusher and somebody...
Who's the green guy?
The guy with the severe insecurity about his penis size?
I believe his name.
This tiny little tank with these humongous phallic missiles. They're both of them are way overcompensated.
Or the one-armed bandit. But yeah, the destruction team rocks your sorry ass. All three of them are little tiny little truck things with giant spring-loaded missiles of death and hurt and owie, owie, ow.
Little yellow different.
Yes.
You will loosen the carpet and...
And now we're going to Armada Deluxes.
Yes, we're going to
those of you following along at home, which is probably about two of you.
All one of you.
Or none of you if this never gets aired.
Hi, Goldie.
I think I just dropped Cheetor.
We used that joke last week, but no one heard it, so
it was worth
enough.
True. All right, let's look at Cyclonus. Want to see Cyclonus back?
Oh, God.
Why not? Oh, my God, that's ugly.
Some people are liking him. The robot is...
The color!
That's a very
Euro
Thunderflash.
G2.
It's
Euro
G2 color.
He's hanging out with Thunderflash and Skyquake.
Yeah, like they had a bastard kid
what
named
is
him
he,
after
a helicopter?
Yeah, he's an attack helicopter. But his Megatron combines to disguise him as a different helicopter.
Wow, he thought of everything, didn't he?
And a G.I. Joe playset, if he doesn't understand.
Him
and Megatron both.
And that it falls apart and doesn't move?
It looks at least kind of like those big-ass helicopters Cobra had in the comics that they move shit around with. Which is cool.
Yeah.
And I think if you look, he looks like he's got some sort of gimmick where you pull on his tail and his propellers will spin.
But hey, we all have that stick, don't we?
Yeah, you pull my trigger, baby.
Fortunately,
he's got his ominous massage.
He's so sad.
He's old.
His Minicon looks tough, though.
His Minicon's great. What's his name?
His face looks like Cups from the comic.
Sure Shock or Collateral.
Shatterpoint or something like that. There's his art.
No captions. No captions.
Right, wait a minute. Where's all that ugly-ass teal that was in the toy? It's not in the art.
Well, that's because the artist was a little good to sell the toy, Zach.
Yeah.
If your short is this big, ugly, pink hunk of fag, I mean, no one's going to want to buy it.
They might notice.
And they're doing the box art, so box art for once won't suck balls.
It's a shame the toy will.
Yes, it will. It'll suck white boy anime balls.
Yeah. And here's my favorite, right here.
Demolisher.
We're now looking at Demolisher. It's kind of...
Or Demolisher, depending on who you are.
Kind of like a weird combination of... I'm just using reference points. Metroplex meets Scattershot. Only would help the giant penis.
Yeah.
Wait, without the giant penis?
Unfortunately, without the giant penis.
What the hell's the point in that?
Look at the guns, man!
He's got humongous guns, he's got Scattershot.
That's why he has humongous guns, because he lost the giant penis. He has to compensate.
And he has Metroplex's tits.
Yes, he does.
And he's got an eye patch, which is so cool.
He just wants to be Captain Shark.
Arr, matey.
Arr, me arty.
Why a robot needs an eye patch is beyond me, but...
And the best of all, check out the flame decal on his front end.
Dude, he's from Macon.
I also like the fact that his minicon nestles in the crotch of the vehicle mode.
They're going back to Scattershot.
It's Nixtercon. Hey, wow, it's my brother.
New guest.
Woo! Hey, everybody, this is my deadbeat brother, Josh. Say hi, Josh.
Hey, hello.
Hey Josh, we're looking at this year's new Transformer line. Check it out.
Well, we have more surprise guests than we thought.
Look at that big dopey grin on his face. Isn't that great?
He's like, hi kids, I'm Demolisher. I like how they actually took his really gay legs and made it into looking half the cool.
Is that
anything
about him? And let's look at Hotshot.
We'll look at Hotshot, then we're going to take a break so we can break these files up. Or no, so we can go to our commercial sponsor.
Or whatever. Also, I think my mom has some food cooked for us, so hell yeah.
Take a break.
Yeah.
Check it out, Zach. Meet Hot Shot.
This is Hot Shot.
Well, apparently he's going to be one of the major characters.
He's very bright.
And we don't mean intelligent, folks.
No.
Also, check out that backpack.
Wait, that's what he turned into?
He's got a little... Yeah. Like Walkie said he looked like Blades. I think he's like a helicopter version of Power Glide. Mostly because he has Power Glide's exact color scheme, I think.
That being Jolt, who is Hotspot's Minicon partner, right, for those following along at home. Hotshot himself is a very bright yellow rice.
Very neon.
Kind of car.
Very neon yellow.
Very.
We'll get some paintball instruction while we're at it.
Yes, yes.
Stay tuned later. People will be shot.
Because we've got a crazy rotor-driven gimmick where his little pal plugs in the ass into the car and it becomes a propeller-driven car!
A lot of gay... It just looks like a little bitty helicopter humping the back of a car.
Well, it is, but they had to justify it somehow.
A lot of gay sex in this. Okay, well, hold on.
Alright.
Coming up, we'll have some phone calls with some various Trans fans.
Yeah,
they like it or not.
Some surprises. Some of you might be surprised. And we have a statement from M. Cypher to be read. Don't go away. RC will be right back.
Also, more faggery. Okay, now we're rolling.
Woo!
Yay.
What's Finn? What's Finnbeck?
Yeah, he's Finnbeck. Marcus Finnbeck Good from Australia. 3 o'clock in the morning, but he wants to be on the air so bad. We're gonna.
All right.
Last time, I think we tried to call him on his birthday.
He tried to call me on my birthday.
Yeah, and we couldn't
it
get.
It didn't work.
Yeah.
Any birthday.
Never
could.
Okay, couldn't figure out how to get
through. These international calls. But,
001.
Woo! You getting that? 001, you say? 001-08. Cross your nuts.
We're sorry. The number you dialed is either incomplete or not valid. Please dial...
We'll try to call... Tricks. He's playing Sonic 2 on GameCube right now.
That's about a decent game like Smash Bros.
Wait, regular number or cell phone number?
Call a regular number first. It's busy. Call her cell and she'll get offline.
It's ringing.
Woo. Tense moment in radio history.
Is Jenny there?
Yeah, this is
Jenny. Hey, it's Hoop.
Hi, so they got you calling me.
Yeah, but Charge and Zach are here too.
Hi, hello, Trick.
Hello, everybody.
Hi.
It turns up I don't think I'm getting a lot of static on your little speakerphone.
That's as loud as the speakerphone goes. Say what?
I've got pizza on the way soon.
Excellent, will you share it with us?
I can try to shove it into the phone.
That'd be great, because that would really fuck up your phone.
It's your parents. Who cares? Parents
suck. I'm hoping there's no feedback on this, since there is, it'd be kind of a bitch. But,
yeah.
You playing video games?
Yeah, I got my GameCube set up. I was just starting to play Sonic.
Ha ha, we interrupted.
Good game, like Smash Brothers.
I'm so pissed because I cannot find the link cable that goes from the Game Boy Advance to the GameCube. I found one, and it was a third-party one in completely the wrong color, and that just really pissed me off.
Only a girl would care about stuff like that.
Girl.
Nintendo has led us to expect color-coordinated game accessories.
The hell?
Did you see the Game Boy Advance?
On that promise.
Get PlayStation 2. It's all black. It's like delivered by kids.
So, I guess we should have some actual Transformer content.
Well, we did our first segment. We showed Zach all the Armada toys on altered states. What's your opinion on them?
I like them. I like a lot of them. I saw them when they first went up on Ben's site at like 3 in the morning because I was on vacation.
You can sit around refreshing everybody's page every 5 minutes, don't lie.
And it's The big problem, I think, is that a lot of people, the first thing they saw was that big super prime who is just really ugly. Everything else is great, but they saw that and they said, oh, this is going to be horrible because it's not going to look like that.
Zach hasn't seen it yet.
We haven't shown super prime yet, or Megatron. But,
he showed me the little story.
Yeah, I personally don't think he's any worse than Red Optimus, but, you know, whatever.
Yeah, he's not really worse than that, but... It's still ugly, but, you know,
incredibly horrible combined form of him and Ultra Magnus having.
And wait a second, I'm going to see if I can get the volume on the phone up. Wait a second.
That'd be nice.
Let's ask her the questions that Deathy gave us to ask him.
All right.
So, what are your favorite cartoons and why? No, I'm serious.
I like Transformers because I've just liked Transformers for a long time, and I like Digimon, and I know I get a lot of flack for this, but I like the Digimon.
Deservedly so.
It's a good show. It's very silly, but it's a good show.
Yeah, the first
couple of
seasons were.
Why? Okay, why did you hate the Beef Machine series? Why did you hate the Beef Machine series and toys?
The Beef Machine.
Because I'm dumb and I don't like anything, and it sucks. Dude.
Also, how do you like going to Toy Fair this year?
I enjoyed it very much. So, however, I would like to point out that this year it looked surprisingly like Detroit at LV's house.
Wow! Are you at LV's house right now?
I was when Toy Fair started.
Oh, I was going to say, put him on the phone, but okay.
He's at Petco talking to various teenage girls.
Well, I was over there the weekend that Toy Fair started, and I was actually very glad that Ben got his pictures up when he did, because otherwise, no Toy Fair pictures were going to come out until Sunday night when I was traveling, and I wasn't going to be able to see them from the airport. So I was very glad that I got to see something before Toy Fair, because otherwise I was really going to hate sitting in the airport thinking, oh my god, everybody is getting to see what Armada is right now but me.
Trixie?
You didn't miss anything.
Trixie, honey, I love you to death. I love you like a sister. But that's really, really gay of you.
Yeah, all I had was my Game Boy and my batteries were going dead.
And you know, some airports have those really boss pay internet terminals, so you know.
Yeah, but Detroit Metro is kind of ghetto.
Yeah, and it's Detroit.
Wait a second, my pizza's here.
Okay, well, we'll talk to you later then, okay?
Okay.
Okay, bye, Trixie.
Feel free to call back later.
Okay, we might.
Okay,
all right,
bye.
Bye.
That was Trickster, everybody. Hey!
Trickster Ohm.
Indeed.
You know, if anybody that's smart enough that can figure out the dialing sound of different, you know, every number makes its own sound. You know, we have some fairly intelligent fanboys.
Well, in theory, you know, if they just held the phone up to the speakers during the dialing sequence, it might actually effectively call her house.
Yeah, so...
So don't do that! Do it!
All those who want to stalk Tricks, hey, there you go. We were helped you out a little bit.
She has breath, you know.
We've heard.
I did want to ask her about being a girl in the fandom, but I guess I'll have to wait.
I like Deathy's questions better.
Well, ask Deathy's questions to everybody.
Yeah, I think so. Especially the why did you hate Beast Machine?
Now, how did you think of Toy Fair?
How do you like going to Toy Fair?
Oh, speaking of, yeah, Deathy, Predaking X, or whatever, he was supposed to call in today, and last minute last night he canceled. He said he'd, because he doesn't, I don't want to say that, because I would like to interview Deathy at some point. People are dying to hear what he sounds like. I personally am. And he was all for it, and he read ATT last night, and he just said, I don't like fandom sucks, so I'm not calling in.
He should have called in and said
that. Yeah, that would have been better.
Soda rules.
No, he's a fan.
But that actually sets up our next bit. This is, you want to read this?
Yeah, I'll read it. We have a special guest commentary by M. Cipher, who actually is either asleep or at work or something right now. He's at work?
Yeah.
Okay, well,
you couldn't take the day off to talk to RFC.
Because he's a loser.
Corporate fallout.
Okay. Hello, this is M. Cypher for Radio Free Cybertron. I'm sorry I can't come to the phone right now, but I'm at work making money for my fiancé and myself since we like living indoors and not eating secondhand food. I would like to thank Recharge and Hooper for at least working with me on this so I could contribute to RFC. If only to counter having that shit-brained waste of presumably human sputum Deathy being involved with the proceedings in any fashion. I mean, what the fuck are you guys thinking? If in fact Deathy does not end up involved with the program, I regret nothing I've said. I'd like to end this on a semi-positive note. Armada rocks your fucking world. Here's your G1 revival right here, Droogs. It is so right. R.I.D. was a little plate of bread before they bring out your steak. Here's the rich, red, bloody, tasty meat. Thank you and good day, and remember to enjoy the sauce. Ladies and gentlemen, M. Cypher.
Woo!
Yay!
There's a few people else we're going to call throughout the show. Actually, let's go finish looking at altered states.
Yeah, we can look at some more. Yeah, let's go ahead and show Zach a Super Duper Prime.
I thought I was kind of on.
Yeah. Oh, hey, Spy is on.
So is Max.
Hey. Okay. There's Little Prime. Little Prime is pretty sweet. They say his matrix might light up. And when you push on the little tablet on his head, his jaw jibba-jabbas. So you can have Prime say, I like to fuck a little boys in the ass!
Actually, they did a last night. I think he left already.
Don't talk about it.
Well, this is coming out Sunday. She's already up.
It's a Ouija exclusive, though.
Only for one day. Only for last night, as far as I know.
Why do you have, do you have an exclusive of fucking little boys in the ass?
Here's the noggin of,
Oh my god! Wow.
Combined mode. Completely unposable legs.
He's got wings on his head.
Like a maxi pad.
He may actually be more unposable than Power Master Prime.
The truck kind of reminds me of Power Master Prime, in that it's a truck hauling a big lump of shit with an Autobot symbol and guns on it.
His trailer is just something that's been folded in half.
But he has
it's just a box of...
He's hauling Grandis.
Yeah, what the hell?
Actually, does remind me of Grandis. That's not a tremendous.
Or God Bomber. Kind of a God Bomber kind of thing, where it's just this,
the actual rig is very regular.
The rig is great, but the trailer is a trailer because we say it's a trailer.
Because the truck is hauling it, therefore that makes it a trailer.
It's a box with wheels.
Actually, it reminds me of one of those chicken coop carriers.
Vaguely. Look at it from the... looking at it from
it's
top down
now. It's got the vents on it. All these is like...
You can clearly see Prime's fists in vehicle mode.
Oh, yeah. That just ruins the whole damn thing.
Also, his little tiny Lamborghini Diablo pal, who is also cleverly named Spark Squad.
And he is not an overweight, middle-aged man with a hard hat.
He may be. Because that would rule.
He's
gonna have random heart attacks throughout the show. That'd be
yeah.
There's one of those in front of you.
My heart.
What, a hard hat or a heart attack?
No, a little fat man and a hard hat.
Yeah.
Kind of describes Rusty
There's
Roy, if you think about it.
Packaging mock-up.
We love Rusty
Why
Roy,
is he standing next to R2-D2?
In one of these packaging drawing mock-ups, he's standing next to R2-D2 for some indecipherable reason, really. But, there's Sparkplug. So has Bumblebee's head. But,
Sunstrigger's body.
Yeah. These are unholy love child. Anyway, that's Super Prime.
A lot of unholy love child in this line.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
It's G2's unholy love child to begin with. G2 Euro.
Yeah. Yeah, definitely. Well, yeah. And, do they even have any really good pictures of... Let's go ahead and get Megatron out of the way.
I think they're supposed to put up Megatron at some point.
Yeah, finally robot mode, yeah.
Well, where the... Okay, there they go.
Oh, what the
hell is that on his head?
It's a grabber claw thing.
Ah,
yeah, that's Scorponok.
So he can hold on to things.
He looks like Brutus and Scorponok had a baby.
I'm just saying the first thing that pops into my head. It's not exactly, but that's the first impression I get. The only reason he looks like Brutus is because he's got that stupid chest plate that pops off at people.
Well, in the color scheme is kind of Brutus.
He's got orange. Everybody was green. No, more octane-ish right there, I think, the middle part.
Ridiculous.
He's got big tread things on his shoulders, like Rampage, kind of. And he's
got a claw like Rampage, too.
And he's got a face head.
He has a face mask.
Yeah. The only problem with Rampage, I never was a big fan of Rampage's shreds. They always fell off. Hide his shame. He's got a tank mode, which is kind of like G.I. Joe Action Force 2000-ish looking. That's the way I can describe
it. Allegedly a descendant of the original Megatron.
Is Nightbird his mom?
Wait, where are the pictures?
The love child of a toaster.
His Minicon partner, Zach, his Minicon partner's name is Leader One.
Yay! Where's Psy-Kill?
Yeah, there's the tank mode.
He bought Taco, he doesn't turn the leader of the good guys into the bad guys a little bit.
Yes.
Because we can. It's like a big screw you to all one GoBot fan out there. Actually, mind you, I like
Tony
GoBots. GoBots are fun.
Yeah, it's a screw you to Tony Fitz.
Yes.
No, they haven't started in on the Rock Wars yet.
Shit.
This way. That's a good time.
Daniel's not.
Come on, where's
nuts.
The...
Daniel's not.
I don't think we want to see Daniel's nut. Where's Leader One?
Is it? Right there.
He's that smudge there in the picture.
Yeah.
Wait for it to unblur.
There were better pictures.
There was unblurred.
Cyclone is very G.I. Joe-ish.
Yeah. It's not a bad tank.
It's kind of open spaces on him.
It's got a crush. Thing,
like, Cyclone describes it as being neither a vehicle nor a mode.
It's just sort of him crouching on the ground.
It looks better than half the Galvatron's modes, alright?
Yeah, a little Galvatron.
What the hell were they thinking?
Red Galvatron?
Yeah. That white thing?
Random combinations
of
that.
It's got going for it.
Hey, the elephant mode owns you.
I know, but the boat doesn't.
Oh, yeah. We still haven't gone 10 minutes. Wow.
Alright, let's pause this segment.
And figure out what we're going to do next.
Yeah.
If you're going to San Francisco, be sure to wear some flowers in your hair. If you're going to San Francisco, you're gonna meet some gentle people there. For those who come to San Francisco, summertime will be a loving
day. Try that again. 011?
Yeah, 011. 61.
Go A.
It hasn't interrupted us yet, so it may go through. Leave the 8 out. Leave the 0 out.
Is Marcus there?
It's me.
Hey,
dude. It's Hooper.
Hey.
Hey. What's up, man?
Oh, not much.
He's also Australian.
You're so Aussie.
It's Richard and
Zach.
Say hi.
Hi. Say hi, Zach. Ben.
Ben, you there?
Actually, funny. I've had about 6 dreams so far about Recharge ringing me. But the first one was him not ringing because his house got broken into.
Well, actually, we had a problem because the 0 before the 8, we don't need it. They kept picking us up.
Oh, okay.
Moron.
Hey,
so, yeah.
That's what it's got now, so it looks.
we had to look online and find out how to dial internationally. Cause, you know, we're Americans, we're the best country in the world, and all you other f*** everywhere else,
I'm completely alienating all our foreign listeners. Excellent.
We have nothing to ask you, but,
We can ask him the Deathy question.
Yeah, we have a list of questions Deathy gave for us that we're not going to be able to use, so we're just asking everybody else. We already called Frick. Okay. So.
Yeah, he gave us these questions and said to ask him these questions when he called.
But he didn't call. He backed out last night.
Okay.
So what time is it over there, dude?
4 minutes past 4.
A.M.?
In the morning.
Excellent. Did we wake you up?
No, that's the thing. I was kind of dozy. I was like lying there looking across the thinking,
I can't understand a damn word.
Well, that was
I'll do it phonetically. I was lying there wondering if I was going to be called or not.
Ah, much better. Much better. I'm hearing, you know, you're right, matey. Y'all black guy ringing, ringing, booty, ready.
Outback lives.
We had Outback lives.
Alright, so, Finback, why did you hate the Beast Machine series and toys?
Well, given that I have seen one episode in total, I don't.
How about the toys?
I like the toys. They got some neat little actions and stuff, you know. And then, let's face it, they're basically just, Beastor figures, just with a different design aesthetic, so I got no problem with them.
Okay, how did you like going to Toy Fair this year?
I thought it was terrific. It was great with all the magical elves and dancing elephants in my head.
What are you drinking and why aren't you sharing?
What's all that foster?
Is that really Australian for beer?
Don't look at me. Seriously, I cannot remember ever seeing a Foster's ad.
Having been there, I can say it's probably the worst Australian beer. Tui's Old is great. Actually, Swan might be worse. You ever had Swan, Ben?
Well, that's the thing. I don't even like beer.
You're not even Australian, you liar.
Liar. He's really, you're from New Zealand.
New Zealanders drink, too.
No.
Yeah, but you know what they do to sheep, so...
Are those the ones you call Kiwis, or is that the Tasmanians?
Yeah, no, Kiwis and New Zealand is one.
Okay, I'm looking at these international calling codes for Australia, and they have a city listed named Toowoomba. What the hell is that?
They have towns, they have Townsville, which is where I've been there also. That's where Jiaxis of Ouija fame is from.
Yep.
Which is the deadest little town in Australia. Except maybe Darwin was pretty dead also. Which is also on here. But Perth was, I liked your town. You had a fun town.
Next time I go, we'll definitely have to hook up.
What kind of name for a town is Toowoomba?
Oh, Toowoomba. It's probably an Aboriginal name.
Have you heard of it?
Yeah.
Have you been to Wollongong?
No.
You haven't?
It's probably the other side of the continent. No.
I've been barely anywhere.
In the Perth and... That's it. It's like 300 miles of wasteland around Perth.
Kind of like Savannah, then.
It's everywhere. All these towns are like the town, and then it's like 300 miles of nothing beside that town. That's like, Newcastle's next to Sydney. That's about it.
So, refresh your memory. Why do you live in Australia again?
You can't get toys over there.
And I don't have the money to leave.
Well, you know, when you come to Botkin, I can hide you in my trunk, and you can, like, live in my basement.
Yay, I can get a green card. I can marry someone.
Yes, Zach can marry you and for a green card.
Hey, you still looking for a place to stay in New York?
I haven't finalized my travel details yet, but...
I just wanted to say just how... weird it is that out of the 20 or so Ouija people that live in New York, not one stepped forward to help Finn out. A bunch of jackasses. And Hooper was willing to travel 2 hours a day to get this guy around in Atlanta, but...
Go ahead.
I mean, Chris got Kez staying with him for a while, and I actually did say that I probably could, but his parents kind of, like, cancelled that idea. They just weren't really comfortable with it, so...
Well, with some random fucker from Australia living with them? Why not?
Oh, I think he's an Australian.
You confuse him with a game of Nike Spoonie is what you need to do. Actually, I was thinking they could, like, pass you around, like, just stay one place every day, and then just move to another place.
Yeah, well, I mean, that's the thing. I mean, I'm fine just pitching a sleeping bag on someone's floor, you know, and just, like, sleeping on the floor, but...
Are you getting that, listeners?
Yeah, anyone else in New York that would want to, that isn't crazy?
Would like to get Finn home.
You want to get Finn home while he's in New York? Please call him.
I'm waving to all the listeners now. Hi, home viewers.
Is house broken?
To get back to TF-related questions, when's the last episode that Australia saw of any Transformers show?
This morning we had five changes to the rescue.
Oh, so you are getting rid. I never asked.
Yeah, it started last week. We started with Bullet Train.
Wow, I'm sorry.
That was like, what, the 10th episode?
In one of the worst episodes.
Yeah, they started number 3.
I've seen a rid, that was the one I hated the most. Did you ever get Beast Machine?
Technically, yes. It was on Foxtel, which is like a cable channel, so you have to pay about $50 a month to get it for the first time. So I did see one episode, and that was when I went away to stay with friends out in the country, because in the country there's nothing to do but get cable.
And screw, right?
So just like here. Right? Things are the same all over.
Watch cable, get drunk, and screw, right?
Yeah, that sums up Donger.
Donger? You listen to Jungle Donger?
Yeah.
You love that.
Dongera.
Dongera. Oh, this is like a He-Man character.
Well, here in Perth, there's a suburb called Innaloo.
Innaloo?
Can you remember how to wish it?
If everyone from Britain comes in and goes, you have a place named after a toilet?
Wow.
I would say also, in Perth, the best club is called the Elephant in the Wheelbarrow, and I can't get anybody to tell me how that club got its name. And you've never even been there, so you're absolutely no help.
Yeah, I'm no help there.
Not a club guy.
Yeah, he was busy going to Donger.
He didn't have time to go to the Elephant in the Wheelbarrow.
Oh, this worst name, believe it, is Dog Swamp. I mean, you just want to go live in Dog Swamp, don't you?
I don't know, here Steve said,
Jackson, Georgia, I don't
know. Yeah, there's Santa Claus, Georgia.
There's,
Is it pronounced Macon?
Macon.
Macon.
That's about an hour from
here. I've been Macon, okay.
Actually,
We have a Bacon and a Coffee, Georgia, too.
Bacon and Coffee, Georgia. Isn't the county here named Butts?
Yeah, we are calling from Butts County, Georgia.
Oh, great.
Ass of Georgia.
It's Wookiee's ass.
Yeah, so if we call from Butts County to Donger, that would be really gay.
Gayest phone call ever.
Well, there's actually a town in Denmark called Fucking.
Yeah.
Excellent.
Yes, I think Debbie, of all people, told us that.
Fucking Denmark.
And fucking Denmark.
Fucking Swift.
Well, there's also Intercourse in Pennsylvania.
I've been there.
Intercourse, Pennsylvania.
It's the Intercourse.
This has nothing to do with Transformers.
No, it doesn't.
It's half of ATP.
I don't think anyone cares. It's just, we had a cool accident on RFC, and Brian will love that anyway.
Yeah, I hope to God this actually comes out.
Yeah. We didn't even listen to Trix's bit yet, so we don't know if the microphone's picking up this tiny little speakerphone.
I know, but your voices are pretty faint as well. I have to keep stopping and, like, double-checking what I'm hearing.
Plus, we have the accent going, so...
No, I'm used to the accent.
Do we sound like we sound on IRC?
Yes, you sound a lot like Lil' Key talking, like...
Let's say, we sound exactly like we do when we chat. Yes, perfect.
Yeah. Well, less gay stuff.
Well, given at least I knew your voice from the Point of Blame segments on RFC, so.
Hell yeah, Point of Blame represent!
This whole show is Point of Blame.
Plug. Can I have my $5 now, please?
Actually, speaking of dollars, we probably had better go. I mean, I know it's like, you know...
Yeah,
an Australian dollar is like, you know, 2 cents American, but,
Yeah.
This is racking up some dollars, and we did not dial 10 cents to 21st.
I got an Aussie joke for you before we go. You know, the Aussies, they wanted to help out with the war in Afghanistan, so they're sending 2 aircraft carriers and about 60 airplanes and 50,000 men to help us fight, you know? But after the exchange rate, that turns out to be three guys in a paddle boat and a paper airplane. And a kangaroo, yes.
Oh, last question, have you heard anything of Australia getting Armada?
No, but we will.
Staggered behind?
We'll get staggered behind, and we'll probably miss some of it. I mean, it looks like we're not going to get any of the Megas from Robots in Disguise, for example, and we didn't get about half of Beast Machine.
I mean, dude, Jay and Silent Bob Strike Back just came out over there.
Yeah, well, Beast Machine came out, like, I don't know, about 3 months behind the U.S.
That's not too bad. I know UK was, like, getting Beast Wars Season 2, like, 2 years after the fact.
Yeah, but the thing is, I mean, they got it way behind everyone, but they got stuff like Beast Changer, which we never got.
Beast Changer is activation code again.
Excellent. Well, Ben, we're going to knock off now.
Okay, it's been great chatting to you guys.
Have sex with two women again for us, okay?
Next time, record it.
We've
got to
have a goal, don't we?
So next time you have some fin fun, be sure to tell us all about it, man, all right?
Hey, you know the channel we do on IRC always gets some news.
True.
Keep up with Finn's lonely or lack thereof.
All right, talk to you later, man.
Bye, Finn, we got to go.
Okay, I'll probably see you guys in person in, what, 3 or 4 months?
Yeah, fair enough.
Cool.
All right, talk to you later.
Great chatting with you guys.
All right, bye.
See ya.
Well, he didn't want to get off the phone, did he?
I have friends to talk to. Oh, God, someone actually called me on the telly. Someone rang me up. I feel so special and loved.
Well, I actually found the number for Donger.
We got to call somebody in Donger. That would be the next RFC bit we should do.
Yes. Hi, we're calling from Butts County, Georgia. Is this really Donger?
It would be the best bit ever. All right.
When they see the phone bill.
I think we could take another break and find our bearings and figure out what to do next.
If this actually works.
Yeah, we have... It's probably... I think we can hear Trix pretty well, but...
Oh, no, we'll be back.
We'll be back.
Kind of
got distracted.
Yeah. But you at home don't have to know that.
Because you...
Is Ron there?
No, he's not. Can I take a message?
Yeah, tell him that Gabe and Hooper called.
Gabe and Hooper?
Uh-huh.
Alright, well, he's on his way to Bowling Green to his friend Eric. He won't be back till late, but I can leave him a message.
Alright, just let him know we called, okay?
Alrighty.
Alright.
Bye-bye.
Bye. That was Wang's mom! We called Robo Wang's mom. Uh-huh.
So we got an AIM message saying he needs to.
Yeah.
I think Walkie's gone. Susie's still around, obviously. You can call him. Typing in Ouija.
Yeah.
Exciting radio.
Alright, let's try Walkie's off real quick. Since he's not online, he may not be in the room.
Yeah, like he has a life.
God, is this David Willis? The David Wells that draws It's Walkie? Oh my god, that's like the best comic strip ever, and I think Joyce is so cute, and funny, and oh my god, dude, we're actually talking to David Willis. This is his answering machine. Oh my god! We really like Roomies, because Roomies is the best comic strip ever, and when is Hooper coming back? Bye.
That ruled.
Good for leaving. Just because we take a 2-hour break doesn't mean everybody can get away from the phone.
Yeah. What's Susie's actual name before we call it?
I don't know what you're asking.
Oh, he's eating
Daniel.
Dinner.
Daniel.
He's eating dinner. No. So,
We don't have anybody to call.
Everyone's busy, so let's stop for now. And worry about it later.
The question to a tank! No, it's not! They're going to transform into one robot!
Introducing Duocons, Decepticon 2-in-1s. They think they're twice as tough as any Autobot, and maybe they are.
The Transformers!
But they haven't met the Throttlebots yet.
The Transformers!
Now collect over 50 Transformer decoys free in specially marked packages.
Okay, let's call Zob.
Where's Lucky
Nice then? Here's Zob. I can't believe we're doing this.
Hello?
Is Dave there?
Yeah, speaking.
Hello?
I got it, sweetheart.
Hi.
Hey, Zob, it's the recharge.
Hey, I can barely hear you. You've got kind of a crappy connection.
Well, we're on a speakerphone.
Oh, there we go. Okay.
Hear us?
Yeah, I can hear you.
Loud and clear?
Yeah, more or less.
Okay, excellent. This is, as you may have, gathered, the one and only Notorious Hooper X in the Heezy.
Nice to finally get to talk to you.
Yes. This is so absurdly great.
Okay, remember what we're going to ask you.
No, I know what we're going to ask you.
Actually, I was supposed to talk to Deffy last night. He agreed to come on RFC, but he backed out at the last minute. So he sent me a bunch of questions that he wanted us to ask him, so we're just going to ask you instead. Is that okay?
Oh, so I'm just subbing for Deffy, is what you're saying.
Well, yeah.
Well, okay, I guess I could think of worse things to be.
Okay, why did you hate the Beast Machine series and toys?
Well, why did I hate them?
Yes.
Should I answer as myself, or should I answer as Deffy?
As yourself.
Okay. As yourself.
I actually didn't hate the toy line at all. I thought it was a logical extension of the Beast Wars line, for the most part. The aesthetics kind of bothered me a little bit because, I mean, you know, I'm an old school fan. I grew up with G1, and I happen to like my robots to look like robots. So, you know, some of the... You know, the Beast Wars concept was pretty cool when it first started out. It was new, you know, robots that turn into organic beasts, which they'd never really done with Transformers before. But it seems like the more they mix the two up, you know, the robots got a little more organic and the beasts got a little more technological. And after a while, the lines were just so blurred that it just stopped being interesting. But as for the Beast Machine series, I liked the second season a lot better than the first season. The first season just struck me as being really repetitive, really pounded you over the head with obvious plot points. But I quite enjoyed the second season. I thought it was maybe not on par with Beast Wars necessarily, but it was fairly good. It's a children's cartoon show still.
There's a lot of running.
I'm of the opposite opinion. I enjoyed the first season a lot more, and the second season I felt was just boring. The first season was, you had the excitement of finding out who's who, and besides the running, I just enjoy the first season.
You know, actually, I think part of the reason I didn't enjoy the first season quite so much was my own fault, because I actually did read the episode guide ahead of time.
Oh, you cop-out cheater. You spoiled yourself.
Well, I know. So the whole revelation with Tankor being Rhinox wasn't really a surprise to me, and I think it had to have been a surprise for it to really have any effect on me.
Well, I think it was bull hockey regardless, but look at me. I'm not cursing for you, Zob.
Hey, and I appreciate that.
No, well, I remember the day before the Tankor's Rhinox came on the state, some Canadian
Vigil posted it.
That's a choice word.
Dang Canadians. Yeah, he posted it in the header on ATD just to intentionally spoil everybody. That's how I found out. About 2 hours before I watched it. That's why I hate all Canadians.
I hate all Canadians because they're yellow-rat bastards, for the record. But
oh, come on.
We're supposed to call Suspy later, too, so we can yell at him about it.
Oh, okay.
Okay, another deathy question.
All right.
Why do you think TF Armada is going to be the best TF concept ever?
Oh, that's
funny.
He wrote
his own question, in case you couldn't tell.
Armada. You know, I think the toy line has potential. I'm reserving judgment about the cartoon show.
Okay.
I happen to really think that the Minicons are a cool idea.
Oh yeah, the Minicons rock.
I love pocket-sized Transformers. I've been missing them ever since, like, 1990. So I think it's really cool to get tiny little Transformers again.
Proposability.
Yeah. Yeah, super-posable Micromasters.
Yeah.
I love that idea.
Or I say it looks more like Minis, like 84, 85, 86 Minibots with opposability.
Yeah.
That's more what I get from it, especially the little Power Glide and Bumblebee-looking little guys. Really struck me more as like an early G1 aesthetic. But I see Micromasters.
Yeah, I'm also looking forward to the gimmicks that they seem to be cramming into all these toys now. And
rams full of gimmicks.
I'm actually excited about the Armada version of Optimus Prime. I usually don't get excited
about
it.
You're the only one.
Well, I think he's talking the gimmick.
Yeah, the gimmickry sounds fine, but I don't think people like the, it's been likened to a maxi pad face of Super Prime.
And the opposability of the combined mode. But combined modes usually...
Well, yeah.
The point is it's a big honking robot, not that it's they can do a handstand. Unlike, say, Optimus Minor, who can do a handstand.
Well, he actually has to transform, so yeah.
Well, no, I mean, like, he can do, like, a one-handed one. Like, he can balance entirely on one hand.
That's the only toy I know that can
balance. Yeah, actually, you know, given the choice between the Armada Prime combined mode and something like Omega Prime that's almost impossible to stand up, I think I'd actually prefer the brick. But that's just me.
Oh, plus, you know, if your woman talks back to you, you can smack her with it.
Well, yeah, I suppose.
Okay, next question. How did you like going to Toy Fair this year?
Well, gosh. the whole Toy Fair controversy. You know, without disclosing too much information about this, I will say that I actually did email Deathy about this. And he seems to think, and he probably said this on ETC too, he seems to think that everyone should be entitled to attend Toy Fair, because, well, especially since he lives in the area, I guess. He doesn't quite seem to get the idea that it's more of a way for the toy manufacturers to show off their upcoming lines to potential retailers and distributors, but, I do it vicariously through websites like Alter State Magazine and BWTF.com.
Represent.
It's almost like being there.
I'm constantly amazed every year that he gets in. It's shocked there's not a picture of him somewhere a security has. Don't let this guy in. But
now, wasn't he actually kicked out one year?
Yeah, because he broke something.
I think he tried to steal something, or he broke something.
I remember, I think it was, he tore Transmetal 2 Megatron's packaging, I believe.
Really?
He tore something up, trying to mess with it.
But, yeah,
I don't know, but it wouldn't surprise me, regardless, that Deathy went in Toy Fair and broke something. He's sort of the lovable, bumbling,
But he gets in every year.
And he writes the best fanfics ever made.
Yeah.
Except
well,
for maybe Billy.
Three bodies, how would you pronounce it? Evolution?
Yes.
Not evolution, but... I actually enjoyed that story immensely.
Well, how can you not?
We sit around quoting it all the time. We're pretty sad that way, but... I thought you died G2 issue 11.
Why am I pooping in space like this?
Yeah, I must show my Sleth the hot rod. I don't know what Ravage's Sleth is, but I'm not sure I want to see it.
Hot Rod does either.
Is that your wife?
Actually, that's my little girl, Becca.
Aww.
She thought the Ravage voice I just said was silly, so she's laughing at me now.
Aww. Hi, Zobs, kid.
Hi, Becca. Was that Lori earlier on the phone?
What's that?
Was that Lori that picked up earlier?
Yeah, that was her.
We got Lori Edwards and Bob on RFC.
Yeah.
We're not editing the show whatsoever, so it's going to be warts and all.
It's going to be about an hour of raw phone interviews with random people.
Including our inability to dial Finn back in Australia until about the third time. Gripping radio. Here's one. What other cartoons do you like besides Transformers?
What other cartoons do I like? I've really gotten into the Adult Swim block on Cartoon Network lately. I mean, the kids have got Cartoon Network on 24/7. And you would think that once they finally went to sleep, I could, like, you know, turn the TV off and have some silence. But that's when all the good shows come on.
That's a lot of Scooby-Doo.
A lot of Scooby-Doo, a lot of Powerpuff Girls. It just goes on and on and on. That's probably got every Scooby episode memorized now. I'm not even paying attention. I just absorb it.
Every episode of Dexter's
Laboratory. Yeah, that's another one. My little boy, Ethan, he loves that show.
Aww.
He'll watch the show and then he'll go into the playroom and build inventions.
That is so adorable. There's something you didn't think you'd ever hear, huh?
I'm quite getting into Outlaw Star now. And you know what? I used to hate Dragon Ball Z, but I'm actually starting to get interested in it.
Dragon Ball Z is the most insanely great show ever because it's about 10 minutes of two floaty guys snarling at each other, then something blows up, then they snarl at each other some more while they're floating.
And then they might actually fight in the next episode.
You know, it's a really amazing show in that to cover 5 minutes of time, it took them an entire season. I mean, that's some wicked time compression.
I think that's one of the reasons I never used to watch it.
True. Just pan the cell along a little bit, truck it back and forth.
Yeah, every once in a while I would catch it, I would sit through maybe one episode and go, okay, nothing happened, this is stupid. But now that it's on in the background night after night, and I'm actually learning about the storyline a little bit, I'm almost embarrassed to admit I'm starting to get interested.
I'm sorry, dude.
I'm very sorry. Not your fault, though. You just have kids to blame. You're not sitting at home by yourself.
Because that would be really lonely. I mean, like, you know, really, really lonely. Like, moping at the airport because you didn't get to see the Armada previews. Lonely.
You hear the whole show, that'll make sense, by the way.
Yes.
Really?
If we get the whole show played, we're not sure exactly.
Yeah, there's a lot of dubious content.
And, well, that and the fact that we recorded a bit a couple weeks ago and it never got played. Just out of, I don't know.
Incompetence or negligence or
subbing for Brian Kilby.
So that's okay
because we're giving them a full show so you can't complain.
That's right. There should be more than enough completely worthless audio.
Hey, at least you have content.
We have lots of content. It's funny, and I even tried to keep it on topic. We got talking to Finn back in Australia, and
talking
about Foster's beer and the
stupid place names.
The places in Australia. But we're back to Armada, and it's like, what are you doing? You can't be on topic here.
Well, of course not. And look who's moderating the discussion. I am the god of off-topic. Well, I may be the god, but definitely kind of a minor avatar. Not the snake.
What's your thoughts on ATT as of late, Bob?
As of late?
Better, worse, about the same the last couple of years?
Actually, it really hasn't bothered me too much lately. I think part of the reason is I've learned to stop caring about it. It used to really bother me when there were, you know, off-topic problems and trolls being obnoxious and flame wars, and I don't know, I guess I'm trying not to be quite so attached to it now.
I blame myself.
Well,
it was gone before you ever got there.
I wish Rob Cypher would come back.
Do you really?
Sure! I need someone to pick on.
Oh, you need someone to pick on?
Yeah.
You know, here's a funny anecdote for you. I was going through the archives in google.com, as I am wont to do on occasion, and I found a quote by you back in, I think, 1998.
Oh, no.
And it said something to the effect of, nobody knows who I am, so I have no enemies.
Excellent.
You said that in your SIG quote.
That'd be even better than the drunken Dutch people. I just put it right next to the drunken Dutch people. I have no enemies. Voodoo's a smear that who pricks? It'd be great.
Well, if you make peace with them, you really haven't had any kind of real, other than Justice Braid.
And Gardner Bunch of Numbers.
Kill filing every other month.
I think there are plenty of people on ATT who hate me. And you know what? I think that's great.
Well, the Mormons love me, so it's all good.
Yeah, all the Mormons love me. Wacky Mormons. So, Utah.
You know, if you're hated, at least that way you know you're getting noticed.
That's right.
That's something.
You live in Utah, right?
I do.
Well, what's the you guys just don't tolerate naked Frenchmen, do you?
I'm not sure. I'll have to check on that.
What the hell is that about?
the French-Canadian reporter who got locked out of his hotel room.
Oh, yeah, naked. Yeah.
I didn't hear about that one.
He tried to explain it and make a joke, and, of course, the Mormon Salt Lake City Hotel people just didn't quite cotton to that. So he just had kicked out. Butt naked and everything.
So, travel tip for those of you going to Salt Lake City, don't get locked out of your hotel room naked. They don't like that.
At least bring a towel with you.
Especially if you're French.
Well, I think the really reason they kicked him out is because he's French. I mean, come on. I think that's about it, really. Yeah. I've already realized that my parents are going to crap themselves when they see the phone bill.
Where are you located?
I am calling from, get this, Butts County, Georgia.
Oh, really?
Oh, really?
Jack.
Well, not really. I'm outside of Jack. But not that you can look that up on a map and find it, because you won't, but,
But that's where you are, though.
Yes, the sticks.
We're actually gonna look up your, what's your middle name, though, if you don't mind us asking?
Graham, like as in Graham Cracker.
Okay, because, we were trying to find your phone number online, we saw a David Lamont, and we thought that Lamont is a really cool middle name, but that's not you.
No, David Lamont, not in Utah. David Lamont Edwards. I don't think that's his middle name.
Yeah, we were going to call you Lamont and give you some grief about it. We'll probably still do that anyway, Lamont.
Well, I guess you could.
But I think we're going to nick off now. I think we're going to try calling Walkie again and maybe Suspy. We talked to Robowang's mom. She's really nice.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Where was Robowang?
He went to visit friends.
I see.
He got tired of waiting for us, so we decided to go play Alien vs. Predator on the computer.
Yeah, we got bored 2 hours. So, bye, Zob.
Nice talking to you, Zob. Thanks for...
All right, thank you guys very much. Have fun in your future travels.
All right. Bye.
Talk to you later, maybe.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Bye. Zob.
Yes, Zob.
This is officially the best RSC ever.
Nice little surprise for our listeners. Last person they probably expected to hear us talking to.
Yes. And carrying on a civil conversation with no less, rather than, blah, 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 cunty. That comes later.
We didn't even badmouth him afterwards. Like,
I know.
We did our good friends then.
Yeah, well, no, we only talked about our friends.
Right.
So, we'll be back later with more stuff and nonsense.
Actually, this might get broken into two shows, as much as we end up doing.
Yeah.
And depending on how interesting Walkie and or Suspy are.
Inevitably, we will return at some point or another, though, to transform your day into an adventure.
RC will be back after this.
Or something. Or not.
It is a day so long in coming that I am uncertain how to celebrate it. Perhaps a quiet chuckle. Very well, then. Let us chuckle.
Yeah, I believe wholeheartedly, having the microphone up this whole while we are making a phone call has sort of legitimately to do it, you know?
We're not calling Walkie once again.
Yes, we're going to try and get Walkie again.
Yeah, we can talk as good as the first one.
Yeah.
Hello?
Is this David Willis?
I do believe it is.
Oh my god, I love your comic!
You know that David Willis? I'm not bringing back Roomies.
Oh. You're not going to bring back Roomies?
No.
Well, how about Hooper?
I'm sorry, he's dead.
No, he's not!
I killed him again!
You know why he's not dead?
Why?
Because you're on the f***ing phone with him!
I
know where you live and you whack off on your phone.
That's right. What's up, fool?
Going on, Mr. Walkie.
Did you hear? Listen to your answering machine.
Do I want to listen to my answering
machine? Did you? Well, I don't know. Did you already, or?
I have not.
Okay. Nice. You can just listen to RFC tomorrow. You'll be able to hear your answering machine.
Yeah.
I'm sure so.
And Wang's mom.
We got Wang's mom.
Yeah, we since he wasn't home when we called.
Well, see, that's why he's a loser.
Well, he got tired of waiting, just like you did. Because we had an important game of Aliens versus Predator to play for 2 hours.
Yeah. And, you know, that's more important than you are.
Well, you know what that game is for.
Gregory?
I can't do that on broadcast.
Oh, yeah. We've been watching our mouth.
Bring it, bitch.
I'll bring it.
Okay.
Question and answer time.
Alright.
We were going to get Deathy. We had Deathy lined up to call in.
Really, man?
Yeah, but he backed out on us because he was afraid we were going to make fun of him.
No, he said he read ATT last night and decided he didn't like the fandom.
Isn't he, like, you know, 200 pounds with, like 6'3"? I mean, he's
got a black belt in multiple martial arts.
He's Japanese slash Slavic.
Yeah. So, we're going to ask you the questions Deathy gave us to ask him.
Excellent.
So, Walkie, why did you hate the Beast Machine series and toys?
Actually, I didn't. Hey, I don't have to answer.
You're not Deathy.
Yeah, actually, we watched a little bit of the show last night because we were bored, and the real Hooper, our friend Scott Hooper, who lives here, hadn't seen them yet. So we watched the first three episodes.
Told you, if you're going to tell who's the real Hooper, they got to have a race.
Yeah.
Unfortunately, he had to go to work.
I can beat him. I can outrun him.
Thanks,
I think so. I just picked up the phone.
Oh, Steve.
Probably my dad.
Excellent.
Okay,
you
next
one. Answer, or you just want to answer?
What did you like about most people have taken that question and ran the other way with it.
Uh-huh.
They like Beast Machine, so if you want to do that.
I don't know, I'm kind of mixed over it. I mean, the first season after the third episode is sort of repetitive.
Lots of running.
Yeah, there's lots of running. Lots of running. Lots of sword back and forth.
It's a bit like Doctor Who, really. In that there's a lot of running around, then they find out a critical bit of information, then they get captured, and then they run around, then they find out a critical bit of information, then they get captured, and then they run around.
I've never watched Doctor Who, so that's at least one social match that I can have over you.
Yeah, you don't play D&D either,
but
you got that going for
you. Not quite on you. Hey, I don't play D&D either.
I'm just a loser. I'm not a geek.
I don't watch anymore either.
You did.
You're the one that's in the damn Navy. I think that makes you gayer than both of us put together.
Navy.
I never said I wasn't gay.
Navy.
Can you sing louder, please?
No, thank you. I don't want to destroy people's minds.
I think you're playing with a Nike toy while we're talking to Walkie.
Actually, I'm standing here in my boxers playing with my balls.
Wow! Awesome. Alright, next question.
You're from Asian girls with your mind.
Excellent.
Well, do ya?
Oh, there was a question there?
Yeah, do you rape Asian girls with your mind?
Yeah, mostly, charges.
Whoa! He's got you there.
Who knows?
That's true.
Hit me with the next one.
Okay, how did you like going to Toy Fair this year?
It was great. After I, like, stuck to the guards, like, penis thing. In order to get in.
Penis thing.
Yeah, see, I'm trying to be not too crass, yet using, see, if I use the proper termage, then it's not a naughty word.
You mean cock?
Yeah, that.
Or hooks would say, just kizzock.
Anyway, I took many blurry pictures of many toys, and then I knocked some things over and broke them.
Excellent!
We're trying to remember when we're interviewing Zob what the death is for.
I think he was... I can't remember what he broke. What year was that? I don't know.
He broke something, regardless.
Megatron, probably. I don't know. The dragon guy.
I should remember that having something to do with it, yeah.
Uh-huh.
Okay, why do you think TF Armada is going to be the best TF concept ever?
Let me think about that. Why is the best? Why is the worst? Well, you do have, High Wire. I like him. He's a bike.
Yeah.
The bike is a great new concept.
We all love the bike.
Then, of course, if, the trademark registered name we found on that one database ever comes to life, I really want to transform the name to Gator.
Big flinging action.
Yes.
Yeah.
That would be the best reason why Armada can and will kick ass.
Sideways. I like the name Sideways. I'm waiting to see how that shows up.
That's alright, especially with the concept behind it. The
Sideways
itself
like
rules.
Double dealer for the 2K2.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, Spot or Con, depending on which minigun partner.
Then there's like Megatron for all your minicon rape needs.
Yeah, there's gonna be lots of minicon rape, and I can
he's gang raping all by himself.
He yep.
rapes Asian girls with his mom.
And only poetry stops rape.
Yes, we're gonna need a lot of skybite.
Skybite should come back.
Excellent. What are your favorite cartoons and why?
One of my favorite cartoons. Like a Transformers cartoon or any cartoon?
Any cartoon.
Run with it.
Well, I guess we just watched a little bit of the new Batman Adventures this morning, because it's right after my Beast Wars episode. I like that a lot.
That was one that had Etrigan
on
it, right?
Of April. Contact your Best Buy now.
I know. I want the uncut Batman Beyond DVD.
Yeah. See, my roommate called dibs on it, so either we're going to have to buy duplicates or just have to live with his for a while. Damn him.
So there's only going to be the one copy.
He's taking it to work.
At least until one of us moves. There's no point having two.
Wait, which roommate? Steve?
Steve, yeah.
Another roommate besides Steve?
I did about a year ago, but now he's moved away.
Wait, was he the scary one who looked at all the Japanese porn?
No, but he was the scary one who now lives with his grandmother. And like the... never mind.
I clearly remember you having a friend who looked at scary porn, or something like that.
No,
yeah?
No, that's Steve's old, Ball State roommate back from 97. We both knew him when we grew up, and apparently, yeah, he had to leave the school because Steve caught him, downloading all sorts of naughty, underage, Nixterish stuff.
Woo! Nixterific!
Yes.
That's a great thing. Get your monitor to your computer taken away by the Fed.
But as long as you can still look at regular porn, it's okay.
That's right.
Yeah.
It's funny, this is coming right after the Zop segment, so he'll definitely enjoy
this. Zop was surprisingly nice to me.
Really, no.
Yeah.
Wait, so Lori was on the phone. Lori Edwards was on the phone for about 3 seconds.
So that must be incredibly scary.
Well, she didn't say much besides hello, and okay, honey.
Bye.
Okay.
She picked up the phone at the same time.
I'll roll it in, Zop. Hi, Zop.
Well, he's not here right now.
Whatever. He'll probably listen to the broadcast.
True.
And Finn is incredibly Australian.
Very Australian.
Does he sound anything like his voice with a deathy...
Yes. Very soft-spoken and Australian.
So gay.
Yeah.
Yeah, he kind of...
All right.
A bit twitchy, but funny.
Hello. Hello, you reached Marcus Good's answering machine.
Are you going to get Thylacic 2000 or what?
We might try for thigh. I always like to get a little thigh on the first date, you know.
Thigh? How do you pronounce it? Thigh, thigh, or thigh?
I'd say thigh, because that way I can make all sorts of crotch jokes, but you know me.
The xylocaine fully out, but shortened, you don't think thigh. It doesn't hurt.
Wait, is it xylocaine or xylacine or whatever?
Huh?
It all sounds like medicine to me, but never mind.
Yeah.
Next question.
Zach just showed up. Hi, Zach. Walkie, give out a
hi,
Zach.
Hi, Zach.
Hey, Walkie. He's got back from playing paintball, Zach.
Wow.
I didn't shoot a damn person.
Don't you have something you wanted to ask Walkie, Zach?
Why'd you kill me, you bastard?
You see,
I'm not going to get this, but Walkie did kill Zach.
I didn't kill you, it was that damn spider robot thing.
You cut me in half and you didn't even give me a jacket.
Or any dialogue, for that matter.
Really, didn't kill Lick. I never have any dialogue, I don't talk, you know that.
He's got a point.
Milky didn't kill a lift. So I thought I was. She had kicked.
I'll bring you back as a zombie. Does that make you better?
Yeah, that's better than his original character, actually. Well, can I grow in menacingly at people at least? Give him some dialogue.
It's the hair that made me do it. I'm sorry. You gotta cut it, man.
Yeah, but, you know, we've gone... Kick your face, yeah. We've gone, what, 5 minutes and haven't... He hasn't plugged his comic once.
Wow. You're doing it for me, man.
I have no idea what we're talking about, actually. I just think, what the hell are you talking about killing each other?
But, you know, if Zach comes back as a zombie, you do realize that Hooper has to cut him up with a chainsaw.
Sure.
Because that's just cosmic fate, dude. Evil dead and shit.
He's already cut you off in his mind, right?
Yeah. If Hooper talks... What? Hooper talking about himself? Go figure.
Yeah, we're talking to you or talking to me here. I'm the spotlight. Me.
No, you're not. I'm always the spotlight.
Do you have any more questions for me?
You can't hear...
Okay, what's your favorite Armada toy?
Well, you already said, Highwire.
It's kind of weird, since I just look at Megatron pictures and Robot Mode, so I'm sort of leaning towards him, but if you ask me otherwise, I'd probably say Prime.
You like Prime?
The small guy.
Oh, little Prime.
One.
Okay.
The big one's horrible, but small guy's...
Not giant box of bag Prime.
Wait to hear Zach's reaction to the tuna face big Prime.
Yes, Zach, we can interview you.
Well, no, we don't want to interview Zach. He lives here.
Okay.
So nearly as exciting. So anyway, we're going to book now because my parents are going to shit when they see the phone bill.
So will I.
Wait, you're not paying for it.
Well, you're probably going to show me and then I'm going to shit.
Well, yeah.
Well, at least show it to me so I can. Sometimes I'm constipated and I need something to keep me going.
Ladies and gentlemen, David Willis.
Thank you.
Wow. Updated!
Bye.
Bang. What a bang. That
was a good
movie. He's kind of boring, actually. He's better on IRC than
much better on IRC than in person.
Take another break and I don't know what we're doing after this.
Yeah, this may be it.
You might come to bed. Oh, yeah.
If we get tired, that'd be cool.
Yeah.
But bye for now.